You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, you had an interesting item in a game story just this week about the magic number. And Buck Showalter, like a lot of managers, doesn't really want to talk about things that are, you know, more than today or this series. But it's kind of human nature to start looking at that and start noticing that, that a prize is in sight. How do they manage sort of keeping the hunger and keeping at it and making sure that that edge stays sharp for a team that suddenly has a really huge lead and a pretty small magic number?
Yeah, I think you have to kind of start looking at it. Their lead right now in the division is 9.5 games. They're heading into tonight's game, only on September 3rd, with that magic number at 17. And it's really remarkable when you look at it, because I think everyone expected, and rightfully so, for a while, the division to go down to the wire. And the way things have worked out, it's just pretty remarkable. The Orioles have really found a role here, and it feels like the Yankees and Toronto have all sorts of issues. And now, I heard this stat yesterday, and it's staggering. All of the teams that were leading the division on July 1st no longer are in baseball across the board. So it really shows you that there's been a serious shakeup here in the second half. And the Orioles, to their credit, have really kept their foot on the gas, and they just keep increasing that lead. They're beating up on bad teams. The schedule's been pretty favorable for them the last week or two, and they're doing a real good job at staying in the moment. But I think when you come off of maybe the next week or so, when you get down to single digits, the players are going to start to get a little bit more excited about that magic number.
Yeah, I mean, and again, not to get too far ahead of things, but there is a balance that a manager has to work in September, really any time between youth and experience, but particularly for a team with a big lead, there's this balance between making sure guys are rested, making sure guys don't wear down going into the postseason, and at the same time, like we talk about, not losing an edge. Where do you think Buck Showalter kind of comes on that continuum as far as going all out for best record or whatever, as opposed to maybe making sure guys are healthy and fresh for when the postseason starts?
I don't think the best record really matters all that much to Buck. He got asked about it yesterday, and he kind of really quickly was like, listen, we're just trying to make it to the postseason. And I think that's probably true. I don't think he's going to just let his team kind of coast through the rest of the way. They are going to rest some key guys. A good example of that is J.J. Hardy. Out of the starting lineup yesterday, dealing with a back spasm. Why push it? You need him for the postseason. But this is an interesting situation for Buck to be in, because he's done such a good job since he got here of really firing up the Orioles by telling them that they're the underdogs, and no one expects them to do this. Now they're in a different position and that they're the favorites. They've got a sizable lead. So how does he keep the club so consistent? How does he keep them focused? I think a lot of that has to do with the guys in the clubhouse. Nick Markakis, who wasn't here for the 2012 playoff run, he broke his left thumb. Adam Jones is another guy, J.J. Hardy, who I mentioned. These are very calming, stabilizing influences in that clubhouse. I think they're going to be able to keep those guys from getting too excited, from looking too far ahead.
This team, you know, it's interesting. The last time this team was in the postseason, they put up a good fight, but I think there were a lot of people who thought, you know, based on the run differential, based on a lot of things, that I don't think there was much expectation outside the clubhouse of a deep run. Do you think this team is better equipped to go deeper into October than 2 years ago?
Absolutely. I think they're a better team, no question. I really think when you look at the pitching staff, the job that Dave Wallace and TP have done as pitching coach and bullpen coach, and obviously has been huge. They call them co-pitching coaches for a reason. These guys work really well in tandem. You've seen a lot of their younger arms step up, Zach Britton, Chris Tillman, Kevin Gaufman, Buck Norris. I mean, these are guys who are pitching well and pitching well consistently. So I think they're better than they were in 2012, when really the whole year they just got by with that bullpen. The starters weren't nearly as consistent or as good.
What one piece of good news around this club lately, it's a real short stretch, but there seems like there are some really encouraging signs from Chris Davis lately. Not only getting some hits, getting some home runs, but as we talk now, more walks than strikeouts over the last week and a half, which seems like a really big deal. Is this just a blip, or do you see things maybe really kind of starting to come together for him?
I don't know. I don't think anyone knows Matthew, because we've had this before. He's had stints, Davis, where he looks like, all right, this is it. He's going to turn it around. Then he goes into another slump. And it's probably happened four or five times this year. And Chris Davis would be the first to tell you that there's been times where he thought he was going to get hot. It just didn't happen. With that being said, I do agree his at-bats have been better lately. I think he has more singles already in the month of September than he did total in August. So he's been able to finally just concentrate on hitting the ball hard. Don't worry about hitting a home run every at-bat. I think Nelson Cruz heating back up has taken some of that pressure off of Chris Davis, but they need him. If they're going to go far in the playoffs, they're going to need his bat. Everyone knows that the pitching is key when you get to the postseason, but having Chris Davis, because sooner or later, this offense without Manny Machado and Matt Wieters is going to start to feel those effects. So if Davis can be even a shadow of what he was last year for them, it could go a long way. Now, can he do that? I don't know. I know he's made a lot of adjustments lately, really working hard to find himself again, and it's been a struggle, no doubt about it. Now, we're going to know in the next week or two whether or not Chris Davis is on a roll or if he's slumping again, and this was another one of those brief pieces.
You mentioned relaxing a little bit and kind of letting hard contact come. And to me, again, the thing that really jumped out was those walk and strikeout numbers. Do you think it's fair to say that that's one of the real key indicators to watch is if a guy has been kind of jumping and trying to do too much, if he's willing to take his walks, willing to lay off some stuff, that that's probably one real key indicator that, that maybe, again, it's a little more than running into a couple of things?
Yeah, I do. I think that obviously if you're walking and you're more patient, you're working those at bats, feeling a little bit more confident, all things that I think Chris Davis is feeling lately. So hopefully this will help him turn around. But like I said, he's gone through these little stretches before several times this season. So it's really, I'm not going to go out there and say, oh, he looks much better, this is it, because I've done it four or five times already this season and hasn't been able to get over that hump.
True. You can ride it every time, of course, because that's the business we're in. But the Orioles made a couple of pretty interesting moves right at the very last moment to get guys in for the postseason, bringing in Alejandro Diaza and Kelly Johnson, guys who have been regulars in the very recent past. Where do these two guys fit for this club, both in September and in October?
Well, both of them could potentially be on the postseason roster. I think they think Diaza is a little bit of an upgrade over David Lowe, at least offensively. He gives you some speed, can steal bases. Kelly Johnson gives him a veteran infielder, a guy who is able to possibly fill in for Manny Machado, and also give them a little insurance. Steve Pierce right now still sidelined with an abdominal strain. They don't expect him until the Tampa series this weekend, so you're looking at really something uncertain with a guy who's been so hot for them. I mentioned they're down Manny Machado, they're down Matt Wieters. So really just adding that veteran presence, adding a couple more guys who are able to defend and also make their lineup a little bit more balanced. Both guys have shown over their career they can hit right-handed pitching well, and it makes the Orioles lineup a little less left-handed hitting heavy. They're able to hit the lefties and the righties equally, and I think that was big for them to make these two deals, to give them a little bit more depth, foster some competition going into the final month of the season, because they're going to take the best 25 for that postseason roster, no matter how long they've been with the team.
Johnson has obviously played a lot of positions. One place he has played a little, you mentioned, is third base. Is there an opportunity for him to play himself into maybe a little more than a part-time role with his ability to play third base for a team that's currently down a third baseman?
I think he could get that opportunity. Jimmy Paredes has been there as well. Essentially hasn't looked that great the last couple days, so I don't know what they're going to do long-term. I think they'd like to have Steve Pierce back so they can play Chris Davis over to third again, because Davis gave them some surprisingly good defense over there.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks for taking some time to talk Orioles here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Catch all of the second half action on MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service. Watch every out-of-market game stream live online or on the go in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 14 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.